You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fake Purr with Bear Wolf there. You are listening to 95BFM. We've got Steph from Fake Purr on the line. Kia ora, Steph. How are you this morning?
Morena. I'm good, thank you.
Hey, it's so exciting to chat with you ahead of a Fake Purr gig, which is a very rare occurrence. And until about 4 or 5 months ago, hadn't happened for 20 years, which is pretty big deal. You guys really burst back onto the scene in quite a spectacular way, opening for none other than Bikini Kill. How was that experience? It looked absolutely so exciting for you guys, and as an audience it was a very exciting thing to see.
Yeah, it was like a dream come true, really. I mean, you know, to be able to support a band like Bikini Kill, you know, a band that we'd admired for so many years, and to get that chance to play on stage with them. I mean, we were so nervous before we got on there, walking out on that stage in front of all those people. But it was an amazing experience, and that crowd, you know, all ages, everybody getting into it, it just had such a great feeling to it.
Hard. It's one of those gigs where the whole energy in the room was so lovely, and that seems like a funny thing to say about a punk gig, but it was a lovely, lovely evening.
It was.
It must be pretty special to be able to play together as a band after a long hiatus. If we cast our minds back to the origins of Fake Purr, what was it that brought you guys together in the first place as a group?
Yeah, well, it was way back in the 90s, and I'd brought a guitar before that and had wanted to play but never really had that that confidence to do it. And I was working in the library at the time, and I happened to go out to, this is Auckland University, to the Tamaki campus, where I met Brenda Duane. And we got talking about music, and we, you know, we liked the same music, we were listening to the same sort of things. She was playing guitar just on her own as well, and we just started talking and just thinking about going to gigs together. Then we started to play a little bit together, and I think the first time we had a jam together, we just came up with all these ideas that went on to become Fake Purr songs. And then I also knew Bridget Rain, who was in the Doris Days at that time, and my other band, Muskie, had played with them, and she and I got talking, and she was keen to play some music with me and Brenda. And then it was like, okay, we're going to do this. We better find a drummer. And I knew Stella Corkery from various things, and we said, can you please drum for us? And then we just kind of got together, and it was like, right, we're going to do a gig, we better write some songs. And that was it, really.
That's so fantastic. And for people who kind of formed bands after you guys, I know there was as much excitement about you playing as Bikini Kill coming to New Zealand, because because you guys really did pave a way for a lot of femme-fronted punk in the New Zealand context at the time. What was it like playing gigs around the time that Fake Purr was first performing?
It was good fun. It was just a whole lot of energy. There was lots of new bands starting up. Lots of our friends were in bands. The first show that we did was with a band called Goldie Fox, and they were just high school girls that were up in Kerikeri, and they came down and we played with them at the Greyland Community Centre, and they were just amazing, and they're still playing now. So Liz Matthews, who was in Goldie Fox, is in one of the bands that's playing on Saturday night with us, so she's still doing music. And it felt like a real community of people. And, you know, it was just fun and just energetic, and there was no kind of pressure to be perfect, you know. We could just play the songs we wanted about whatever we wanted to sing about, and it was just good fun.
Yeah, totally. I feel like for anyone who has maybe grown up past that era, and this is their first entry into Fake Pearl, or maybe going to Bikini Kill was their first sort of experience of you guys, will be very excited to head along to this gig this weekend as well, because the energy is so special. It's very hard to sort of describe it. You just kind of have to be there, I think, is the vibe. And you've got some amazing bands that you're playing with. You've got the Sour and Opus as well. All friends, all part of the same kind of collection of mates. Is that right?
Yeah. Strangely enough, so, you know, I mentioned Liz before. So Liz had been in Goldie Fox, and we played with them at first gig, Fake Purr. And we've known Liz for years. I've played in a band with Liz, and so has Brenda. And that band's also got Beth, who was playing music around the same time as us, and then Jade, who I've played in bands with before. The Sour, Yana, who plays drums. She played drums and Brenda in my band Som for a while. So we kind of all know each other.
Mm.
So it'll be fun. It's like playing with friends, which is what we used to kind of do.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think it's going to be a really special energy this weekend. Have you guys, since playing the Bikini Kill show, thought more about writing, or have you found yourselves jamming or doing anything like that? Or are you enjoying playing the old material and kind of re-experiencing that at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment, that's it, really. It's just re-experiencing that music, you know, because they're fun songs to play, and relearning them and realising how fast we used to play. Like, we play a bit slower now. I mean, Brenda and I are in a doomy metal band, so we're used to playing slow music. So it's been kind of fun getting up to speed and playing faster again.
Yeah.
And after Bikini Kill, I think we just felt, let's do another show, you know, because this is fun, and maybe there's an appetite out there for people to come and see us.
Oh, definitely.
In the future, don't know, we'd like to re-release some of our old recordings, because, you know, back then they were just on Geraldine Lace Cut, which probably still doesn't actually play. So if we can get something released on vinyl, that would be really sweet. I think we'd love to do that.
Oh, yeah, that would be really cool. That would be special indeed. As will this gig this weekend. For anyone who's not yet got a ticket, head to Under the Radar. Fake Purr playing this Saturday, the 21st of October, with The Sour and Opus and DJ Lil Unit. Which is going to be a really great night. And that is at Whammy Bar. Doors are at 8. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Steph. We're going to listen
thank you.
We're going to listen to Star Pony, and I really do hope that you guys press some stuff to vinyl, because I'll be the first in line to get myself a copy.
Cool. Thanks so much for your time.
Have a great rest of your morning. We'll see you on the weekend.
Yeah. Yay. Cool. Thanks. Bye.
Star Pony by Fake Purr, who are playing this weekend. First time in a long time, excluding their excellent show opening for Bikini Kill. What a way to reform your band after 20 years in order to play, especially for Bikini Kill, returning to or coming to New Zealand for the first time ever. If you missed that gig, or if you want to just go have a fantastic time, you should definitely get along to Whammy Bar this Saturday. The Sour and Opus also playing. It's going to be a very good evening. Tickets are from Under the Radar. Thanks again to Steph.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.